से 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के पूरे 2 बजे हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समा जाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि हमारे यहाँ पे मौसम बड़ा खुशनुमा है एंड इट इज फैंटास्टिक। बाहर धूप निकली हुई है। सुबह सवेरे इतनी सर्दी थी, धुंध थी, पर इट लुक्ड एन अमेजिंग डे। और गेस व्हाट, आज फर्स्ट फ्राइडे ऑफ द मंथ है एंड वी हैव सुनीता सितारा विद अस। सुनीता, हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
आई एम डूइंग ग्रेट, हाउ आर यू?
सो फार सो गुड। व्हाट इज द वेदर लाइक इन ओक्लाहोमा?
यहाँ भी आसम शुभनुमा है,
खुशनुमा है,
खुशनुमा है।
यहाँ भी मौसम खुशनुमा है,
यहाँ भी मौसम खुशनुमा है।
बहुत अच्छा कहती हैं। आपको हिंदी आती है?
थोड़ी थोड़ी आती है।
Oh, that's good. So, yeah. How is life treating you?
Life is doing really good, thank you.
All right. So, बहुत सी बातों, बहुत सी चीजों के बारे में आज बात करेंगे, but the main topic is कि आज we will be having minister, immigration minister Jason Kenney join us in the program at about 2:15.
Yes.
क्योंकि उन्होंने 10 साल का वीजा अनाउंस किया है उन लोगों के लिए जो कि यहाँ पे एज पेरेंट्स और ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स आना चाहते हैं, और उनके यहाँ आने के लिए बहुत सालों की वेट है। तो उस बैकलॉग को 180,000 एप्लीकेशंस हैं गवर्नमेंट के पास जिसे वो कम करना चाहते हैं। सो आई एम गोना बी आस्किंग हिम क्वेश्चंस अबाउट दैट एज वेल। और उन्होंने एक सुपर वीजा अनाउंस किया है जिसकी जानकारी भी मिनिस्टर केनी हमारे प्रोग्राम में आगे चल के देंगे, बट इन द मीन टाइम वी हैव गॉट सुनीता सितारा हु इज गोना बी टेलिंग अस व्हाट टुडे।
वेल यू नो वी हैड सच अ गुड टाइम डूइंग द न्यूमरोलॉजी ऑन द डे दैट यू वर बॉर्न एंड रिमेंबर वी थॉट मे बी वी वुड डू mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, I don't know.
Oh my God, that is a very good idea. Ki yes. Dono, ki how can both of them match with each other? So what do the listeners have to do?
They just have to tell me the day they were born.
And then also the day that their mother-in-law was born?
Yes. So, you know, I'm born on the 12th, and if my mother-in-law was born on the 27th, I need both those dates.
Okay, so you don't want the month or year?
No, just that, you know, this is kind of a fun thing. It basically, it's the influence that your life path is under.
Okay.
So, you know, you're born on a certain day. Well, that day, the day that you're born on also gives you gifts and challenges.
Ah.
So every particular day, like the first of the month, the second of the month, every day has a different vibration.
Okay, so... Yes. So 604-280-1200 or 604-299-8863 हमारा टेलीफोन नंबर है। कॉल अस एंड टेल अस योर डेट, द डे दैट यू वर बॉर्न एंड देन योर मदर इन लॉ और योर डॉटर इन लॉ
और योर डॉटर इन लॉ यस
ओके वेल द लाइंस हैव लिट अप राइट अवे।
ओह माय गॉश, ऑलराइट, लेट्स गेट टू इट।
ओके, लाइन टू, हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
आई एम डूइंग फाइन।
ओके, so
what do you want to know today?
What do you want to know today?
No, you are telling us about our mother-in-law?
Nah, telling you today that how compatible are you with your mother-in-law?
Oh my God, so you need my mother-in-law birthday too.
Just her birthday and
her
your birthday.
30th of December.
Just 30th, right?
Okay.
And you are?
23rd.
So she is 23rd and the mother-in-law is 30th, sister.
Okay, so I'll do the mother-in-law really quickly.
Okay.
Our mother-in-law is a creative person. She shouldn't spend too much time being idle. She is, because she has the three influence, but she is a very, she inspects things very deeply, and her belief system is also very strong. So the person born on the 23rd is a very warm and affectionate person, sensitive and tactful, and she does like a lot of freedom. So the two of them have quite a few things in common. Three and fives, you know, they do enjoy creative ability and freedom. The 23rd is also, she is a romantic at heart, and she likes to be very adventuresome.
All right, how about that?
Yeah, good, not bad.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Line 3, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Turn your radio or your TV down, please.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, go ahead, ask your question, please.
Yeah, December the 14th.
So 14th, I just want the date, okay? 14th, and yours is?
And mine, oh, that's my daughter's.
Okay.
Okay. So 14th is, that's a very, that's also again another five influence. So when you're born on the 14th of the month, it gives you independence and structure at the same time. A very versatile kind of a person. The five is always going to want independence. So let her have freedom. You know, that is important because there's the five influence in there.
Okay, caller?
Okay.
Line 4, go ahead.
Hi, Sunita ji and
Hello.
Shiva ji. How are
Hi.
You?
Fine, thank you.
I am July 24th.
So just 24th.
And my daughter-in-law is 30th.
And
okay, I will do yours first, the 24. The 2-4 influence is a 6. So you are a very organized person and you're very, very dependable. You will always be active and you shouldn't give in to any kind of laziness. You're a very kind and considerate person.
Oh.
And your daughter-in-law, on the other hand, is, again, a very creative person. So give her space for, you know, she could be a very good writer, and if she can paint or draw or write, that will be actually very good for her. She's a creative person. She possesses a great imagination. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't be too idle because that will kind of lead her into laziness. But other than that, she's a very creative person. So I think both of you have a lot in common.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Line 5, go ahead. Hey there, line 5.
Hello?
Hi.
Am I on line 5? I thought I was line 3.
No, you're line 5.
Oh, okay, hi. Yeah, it's 30th and 19th.
30th and 19th.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do 30th again. Again, a very creative person. And the thing is, with the 3, you end up having a lot of creative ability, and the 0 leans more towards deeper inspection of your life. That person is always kind of questioning. The 19th, you have a very universal and emotional kind of a personality because you have the 1 and the 9, and they're very independent and very creative at the same time, but you're also very versatile. This person who's born on the 19th could definitely go into the healing profession or into medicine.
Which profession?
Medicine or healing, the one born on the 19th.
I'm so sorry. I can't hear properly. It's healing and what's the other?
And medical.
Oh, medical. Okay, so sorry.
No problem.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Line 6, go ahead. Hi there, line 6.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, so it's 18-5-70.
No, just your date. So 18th. And 18th. What is the other one?
And it's... 1st December.
December
47.
First.
Okay.
First December. And who are you talking about?
Mother-daughter.
Mother-daughter.
Oh, mother-daughter. Okay. The one who is born on the 18th is going to desire a lot of independence and is very, very determined, is very poised, very artistic, and able to see the goals through. But she's a very powerful person and charming. And so the other one was born on the...
December 1st.
Oh, first. On the 1st? Okay. So this is, again, whenever you're born on the 1st, it's the most independent number that you can think of, possessive a lot of self-confidence, but at the same time is a very highly spiritual person.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Line 2, go ahead.
Hi, namaste, Sushma.
Namaste, ji.
November 13th, hai, Sushma.
13th,
13th,
okay.
And the other one?
November.
नहीं नहीं या हम मदर डॉटर या मदर इन लॉ डॉटर इन लॉ की बात करें या फादर सन इस तरह से कंपेयर करें
मदर डॉटर के
हाँ तो क्या क्या है डेट ऑफ बर्थ
डेट ऑफ बर्थ है नवंबर 13 है
और दूसरी
दूसरी है जून 20 है
सो 20 एंड 13
ओके सो 13 अ पर्सन वुड बी अ वेरी गुड साइंटिस्ट और अ प्राइवेट डिटेक्टिव बिकॉज दे कैन बी वेरी वेरी ऑर्गेनाइज्ड and sometimes they're very stubborn also, the 13. So what was the other one? I'm sorry, I forgot.
June 20.
Oh, 20. Okay. Yeah. The 20 is this person, the person born on the 20th, is a very caring and loving person, very honest and very loyal, is very sensitive also, but has a very active imagination.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Line 4, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. The daughter-in-law is July 8th, and the mother-in-law is October 14th.
So 8 and 14.
8 and 14. Okay, so I'll go ahead and do 14 first. 14 is, this is, again, the number of independence, and they can be very structured and organized people, extremely versatile, and but they have to keep moving, and they really need independence. I need to start writing these down so I don't forget. What was the other one?
July 8th
and 14, yeah.
8 and 14. Okay, so the 8 influence is this person, whoever is born on the 8th, is good with money. Either they have a lot of, either they're very good with money or they spend money a lot. But they have great leadership qualities and they would be very good at business.
Thank you, caller. And as I mentioned, we have the minister with us, Jason Kenney, and we'll take him too. Mr. Kenney, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
So while we are doing numerology, we'll also take your birth date later on in the program. But thank you for joining us. And
sorry to interrupt.
No problem. We would love to do that. Very interesting news. A lot of good things in it, and some people will find it's not very good. So let's just hear it from the horse's mouth.
You're calling me a horse?
No, I'm calling you a gentle soul.
Thank you. Well, today I announced our action plan for faster family reunification. It's mm-hmm. taking far too long for families to be united with their loved ones, the parents and grandparents who they're sponsoring for immigration mm-hmm. to Canada. And that's simply because we've been flooded with applications over the years, far more applications than we could admit mm-hmm. As parents or grandparents. So action must be taken to cut the backlog in the parents' program and speed up the wait times. That's why today I announced that the government will invite a huge increase mm-hmm. in the number of parents and grandparents immigrating to Canada in 2012 and 2013. We're increasing immigration of parents and grandparents by 60%,
okay.
going from about 15,000 to 25,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we will be bringing in a new super visa for parents and grandparents. This is a 10-year multiple entry visa,
mm-hmm.
and people will be able to stay continuously in Canada under that visa for up to 2 years at a time.
Okay.
As long as they obtain private health coverage to reduce the burden to taxpayers. This is a great opportunity for people who may not want to immigrate permanently to Canada but want an extended visit with their children and grandchildren. Thirdly, we will be consulting with Canadians, immigrant communities, the provinces, and everyone else on how to fix the parents' program in the future so we can avoid long backlogs and wait times
mm-hmm.
to make sure that it operates sustainably, because the truth is this. We're getting 40 or 50,000 applications for that program every year, but we just don't have that many spaces available,
right.
especially given limited health care resources. And that's why, while we're redesigning the program, we will have to put into effect a 2-year pause
mm-hmm.
on new applications. That pause will be lifted in 2 years' time,
right.
and people will be able to apply for the new program, at which time the backlog in the parents' program will be, we hope, cut in half,
mm-hmm.
as will the processing times. I know that's a lot of information there. The bottom line is, more parents and grandparents will be able to immigrate, faster processing times, lower smaller backlog, more access for extended temporary stays, I think that's good news.
I think on one hand, it is very good news. On another hand, some people would say, and I've been talking to many people about this since the announcement was made 3 hours ago, And people feel that those who will not be able to apply right now, and they are at a disadvantage because they'll have to wait for 2 years before they can apply to come here on a permanent basis as grandparents and as parents. But on another hand, it is also, encouraging people not to stay here for a longer period of time, but just visiting. And that, to some people, would sound good because there is another clause in there that if they are staying here, they will have to look after their own medical insurance, and that the annual income level of 17,000 has been set.
Yes. So, you know, we need a balance in all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, Canada is a very open and generous country. We are maintaining the highest overall immigration levels in our history, the highest per capita immigration levels in the developed world. And as I've just announced, we're increasing immigration for parents and grandparents. But even with our openness and generosity, there are always going to be practical limits to how many people we can settle, especially for those who are older. And as much as we love our parents and grandparents, those who are coming from abroad into the healthcare system mean that there will be longer wait times in our healthcare system. So the provinces ask us not to bring in 50, 60,000 parents, grandparents every year as permanent residents because they don't have the healthcare resources to cope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we are inviting people to come on a temporary basis for up to 2 years at a time,
mm-hmm.
Providing for their own health insurance. I think that's a fair and balanced approach. For those who will not be able to apply for the next 2 years, let me be honest. If they were to apply under the current system, they would be at the back of an 8-year-long queue anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we hope to achieve here through these measures is a much faster system, so when it opens for applications in 2 years' time, they'll be waiting the wait times will be much shorter. So I think everyone actually will probably be further ahead as a result of these changes. I'll tell you, the alternative is to do nothing
mm-hmm.
and to see the backlog grow to over 350,000 and watch the wait times go up to 10 and 15 years, if not longer. I think that would just be irresponsible.
Now, the 10-year super visa, I understand it won't take too long to get it, right?
My department has committed to processing applications for the 10-year multiple entry super visa for parents in about 8 weeks after a completed application is received. The key thing is that families must submit a completed application. If they submit a partial application, that will cause delays as the department has to go back and get more information. But as long as they provide proof of what the income is on the Canadian side
mm-hmm.
Demonstrate that the parents or grandparents are not in a bad medical condition.
Right. So
they should be approved. The overwhelming majority will be approved, and my department's committing to doing so in 2 months' time.
So there will be medical done.
There may be. It depends on the case.
Okay.
If they're really older relatives, and we may require a medical exam, but mm-hmm. That will not be a mandatory requirement in every case.
Minister Kenny, I also wanted to ask you another question, which has got something to do with the educated people who come here, get their education here, and I understand Canada is desirable in keeping them over here. Has there been a change in if a person has come here as a student, has gotten their education here, has got Canadian experience by working, getting a work permit and working, are they able to stay here, apply for permanent resident status, or are they supposed to go back?
The students?
Yes.
Yes, well, in 2008, we created a new immigration program called the Canadian Experience Class, which we're expanding. It allows foreign students who have completed a diploma or degree and who have worked in Canada for at least 1 year
mm-hmm.
to become permanent residents from within Canada on a fast-track basis. And we're giving those students open work permits while they're engaged in their studies and for 2 years at the completion of their studies. These young people, in many ways, are ideal immigrants because
mm-hmm.
they have degrees or diplomas that will be recognized by Canadian employers.
Exactly.
And they have improved, where necessary, their English language skills. They have Canadian work experience, and they are set to succeed. They will do very well in the Canadian economy. And so we hope to continue expanding that Canadian experience class. It is not available only to foreign students who have graduated, but mm-hmm. also to high-skilled foreign workers who have been here on a contract. If they've been here for 2 years and they are admit or high level of skill, they too can qualify for permanent residency on a fast basis from within Canada through the Canadian experience class.
We just had a caller earlier in Tuesday's program talking about this, and I was wondering if this person had a problem and has graduated here, has had a work visa here, and is now required to go out of the country. What would be the best thing for this person to do? What would be the right department for this person to contact?
They graduated in Canada.
Yes.
Well, they just need to apply for the Canadian Experience class,
mm-hmm.
and they should go to the website of Citizenship Immigration Canada, which is cic.gc.ca, and go click on the information for the Canadian Experience class,
mm-hmm.
which will provide all the detailed information on how to apply. As long as they got their degree or diploma and they've used their work permit to get some work experience, they should in principle qualify. I will say that some of those foreign student graduates, have also chosen to immigrate through the provincial nominee program,
mm-hmm.
Which in some respects is a little easier or it's faster because they don't have to take a mandatory English language test.
Right. Now, Minister Kenny, we would like to have your date of birth, just the date.
Well, I'm a Gemini. My date of birth is May 30, 1968.
So he's May 30, Sunita.
Okay, well, that's, Minister, it was very interesting to hear all about that, about how Canada is going to be so helpful to immigration. Since you're born on the 30th, you are an extremely creative person, and listening to you, I can tell that you are an accomplished speaker, and that is a gift that's given to you because you were born on the 30th. You have the ability to go into deeper inspections, which helps you in your job. And you do need to, do you write every day? It would be great if you wrote.
Minister?
Those are all prescient remarks. And I love writing. I just don't have time to do it.
I wish that you would just make a point of writing every single day, because that is, again, a gift of the day that you were born, being
That's
able
really
to write
idea.
And being creative.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank
Good
you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your interest.
And we'll talk to you soon.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Immigration Minister Jason Kenney with a fantastic announcement for parents and grandparents who want to come here and visit their grandchildren. Also, there are many people who will find some problems with this new announcement, and we will be talking about this in our Tuesday's program. Sunita, we'll have to take a short commercial break and come back with you. Thank you for being patient. And line 5, thank you for waiting. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. RJ 1200 or Radio Rim Jim Sunriyam, Gapshap ka program hai. Sunita Sitara is with us from Oklahoma. And Sunita, we've got line 5. Thank you for waiting, line 5. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it father and son?
Sure.
Okay, it's 25th and 19th.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do the 19th first.
Okay.
So the person born on the 19th is an extremely independent person and has a universal appeal to lots of people and is very versatile in nature, has a very versatile nature and could go into healing or the medical profession, and you said the other one was 25th?
Yes.
25th.
Yes.
Okay.
25th.
So the 25th, that person is a 7, and 7s really do require a lot of alone and quiet time, but also has a lot of empathy and intuition, and this person should write also. This would be a very good gift, and also anyone with a 7 influence can be a great doctor as well.
Oh, okay.
Lovely.
Thank you
so much for waiting.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Line 4, go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, Susminda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very cheated. Actually, I just turned into your station right now. I just want to know what you guys are asking right now.
Like, well, we want to find out, if you want to find out what is the relationship like between your wife and your mother, that would be a good one. Or, you know, father-in-law and mother-in-law, un dono mein kaisa hai, ya son and father. So that's what we are asking. So what do you want to know?
Okay, wife and wife and my mom will be nice.
Yeah, your mom and your wife.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's hear it. What is their date of birth?
Okay, wife is October 22nd, 1979.
So 22nd. And mother?
Mother is May 15, 1953.
So 15 and 22nd, Sunita, two very powerful numbers.
Yeah, definitely. So the 15th, the person born on the 15th is, you know, that just really ends up being a person who is very harmony-oriented. And the one in the 15 gives her adventure. The 5 gives a lot of change. So she is different from other 6s, but she does love her home very much. And she's able to, I mean, if anybody said anything nasty to her children, she's the first one who would fight. 22nd is a master number. And what that means is these people who are born on the 22nd just have more to do in life because you're given more of a, I think you're given more responsibilities. So the 22nd is a 4 at the same time, and this person is a very responsible person, power-oriented, and will do well geared in, you know, careers towards humankind and big business. But those are two very powerful people, so I don't know. I wonder if they get along with each other.
They get along very well, but it's
okay.
Just, you know, here and there sometimes things comes up and then.
Yes.
Good for you.
They're both extremely strong, so, you know, probably the one born on the 15th probably ends up maybe having to give in a little bit because that person desires harmony more than the 22nd.
Really, oh, it's opposite though. Most of the time, my wife gives away, and the mom she just keeps on.
Does she?
You know what? It was very true that it's my mom. Through her, I was able to get my house. She is very good in. She keeps her credit up to date. She's number one in my house.
Yeah.
My wife, she can take responsibilities. Any kind of responsibilities, I give it to her. Like my home, everything, basically my bill, groceries, anything with the kids. She takes care of it.
You are one lucky man.
Yes, he is very lucky.
Yeah. I love my wife very well, too. So.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye. Line 2, go ahead. Line 2?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Mother and son.
Okay, mother and son is good.
Okay. Yeah. July 10th and August 24th.
Okay.
July 10th and August 24th.
Okay, so the person born on the 10th is more of a completion number because you have the 1 and the 0. The 0 gives you more knowledge and you possess a lot of creative ability. Need to cultivate your creative side, but also the person born on the 10th is a very independent person. The person born on the 24th, that's a 6 influence, and that is going to give you... this person is going to be more conservative but organized because there's the 4 in there, a person who's going to be very, very kind and responsible, and they want to have harmony in their life all the time. They're very intuitive also. So the 1 probably has a tendency to be the 10th, person born on the 10th has the tendency to be very independent, whereas the 6 probably lets them, you know, kind of go out there and experiment. So the 24 is always going to be a person who is going to be responsible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Line 7, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
December 10th and February 5th.
December 10th and February 5th, okay.
Okay. So again, we have the 10th, which is more, you know, more of a completion number. The 0 gives you the ability to have a lot of creative talent, again, very, very independent. And the person born on the 5th, again, they are going to want a lot of independence also. the person born on the 5th is going to have an extremely pleasing personality. That person is going to want to experiment and have lots of different type of experiences. And they're so freedom-oriented because that's a true 5. They never want to be tied down. So that's going to be fun. 2, 5 and a 1, they're both into independence.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, take care.
Anything more about the 10th?
That's
I'm
it?
Sorry?
She said anything more about the 10th.
The 10th, you know, because it's a creative, it's also a creative number, and it's a more of a completion number, but they do like to be the boss of the family. You know, it's going to be a very, very independent
person. Any luck?
I'm sorry?
Thank you. Line five, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Good evening to both of you.
Thank you.
I just want to know, between 2 son and mother, one son born on the 19th of January, other born on 27 November, and her mother is 26th November.
Okay, so the 19th is going to be a very independent person, because, and also there might be a little bit of emotional kind of drama going on. The one born on the 27th, again, that's a son which is going to have, there'll be drama in that child's life also, but will be a very intuitive person, will be able to predict trends, ahead of time because they're very artistic. And the person born on the 26th is, it's just really, that's an 8 number. That person is going to be very good with money. Either they spend money or they keep money. But 26 is kind of a high-powered number also at the same time. Strong. It's a very strong person.
No nonsense.
I'm sorry?
A no-nonsense number.
A no-nonsense number, yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you. Take
You're
care.
Welcome.
Bye.
I think he got the right answer.
Yes.
Line 6, go ahead.
Yes, hi. This is 2 daughters and mother.
Oh.
And mother is, okay.
All right.
Mother is November 11th, and daughter is 1 June 7th, and 1 September 26th.
Okay, that's very interesting. The mother being born on the 11th, which is a master number, she is a very intuitive person. At the same time, what happens is the intellect and the intuition is extremely high, but sometimes 11s end up having quite a bit of drama in their life, but they are very good at teaching people because they have the ability to see the situation from a higher vantage point. The person born on the 7th, you have to be kind of careful about that one because they really do need quiet time and alone time and solitude. They do like to keep secrets to themselves. They don't like to talk about that too much. And they're also very philosophical. Then again, the person born on the 26th is basically a no-nonsense person who knows exactly what to do with money, how to do it, when to do it. They kind of really want to tell people what to do. So very interesting personalities there. Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Line 5, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. 29
September and October 17.
29 okay. And 17.
The 29 again ends up being an 11 number, and so, but at the same time, it's the 2 and the 9, so they are very high in, very strong intuition. There's drama also there, a very charming person. Because there's an 11 in there, this person born on the 29th has very good taste. They can have a good career in writing. And the person born on the 17th, that ends up giving them the ability to make money. But they can be aloof sometimes because they have the 1 and the 7 in there. The 7 makes them want to spend time alone. And the 1 is also, again, at the same time, very independent-oriented. They might have to be careful not to be ruthless but really develop their spiritual side. That's what I would recommend that they do.
Perfect. Line 4, go ahead.
Namaste.
Namaste, ji.
Ji, main, mere baare mein, meri patni aur mera beta hai. Mera birthday hai, 2nd of Feb. Patni ki, 7th of July.
So let's just do husband and wife, you know.
Okay.
That would be okay. But we can do all three of them, right? Because they are three different entities. People have been asking two sons, two daughters, and a father or mother. That's okay. But husband and wife, let me just do that. Yeah.
Okay, so a person born on the 2nd of the month is a very diplomatic kind of person, intuitive, very sensitive. So might have their feelings hurt very easily and very quickly, but they're also very cooperative, and they are just a great companion, and they are a very good partner in life. The person born on the 7th, you know, that's a true 7, and so what happens for a true 7 is they really like to have quiet time, alone time, and maybe the two wouldn't understand why they are needing so much alone time, because the two wants to be together all the time, and the 7 does like to have independence and quiet and solitude. But the 7 is very analytical. So you just have to figure it out, because both people are intuitive. If you can figure out how to give the other person space, then I think it's a great relationship.
Thank you so much, caller. Line 2, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, Sushma.
Hello, ji.
Main apne dono bachchan bare te main apne bare puchna, mother and son.
Okay.
Mera janm hai ga 1946.
Nahi nahi, sanu sirf date chahiye hai, please.
12 March 12 meri hai.
Haan ji, 12 tarikh todi hai.
Ta mere ek son di hai ki 13 December.
13 duje di.
Duje di hai ki 30 August.
30 August. 13 12 te 30.
Acha. The person born on the 12th and the person born on the 30th, those two people will have a lot of things in common because they both have that creative ability.
So 12 te 30 wale jehde hage oh dono unna di aapas ch kafi banegi. ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਛੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ
ਓਕੇ
ਓਕੇ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ 13 ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈਗਾ
13 ਵਾਲਾ ਵੈਰੀ ਆਰਗੇਨਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਡਸਨਟ ਰੀਲੀ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਟੂ
ਓ ਆਈ ਸੀ
ਓਕੇ ਜੀ
ਦੈਟਸ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਚਸ਼ਮਾ ਦੇ ਐਗਜ਼ੈਕਟਲੀ ਰਾਈਟ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਮੀ
ਓਕੇ ਜੀ ਟੇਕ ਕੇਅਰ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ
ਬਾਏ
That's very interesting because, you know, the 12th and the 30th, they're
yeah.
both threes and they are very independent.
That's right.
Kind of go by the, fly by the seat of their pants, and the 13th doesn't really get them at all.
Line 6, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Okay, September 24th and September 3rd.
Okay, 24th and 3rd. Wow, good numbers.
Yeah, that is really very interesting because the person born on the 3rd, again, here is going to be, that's a true 3 and lots of energy to spare. This 3 is just kind of like bouncing off the walls all the time. It's going to need to develop patience and has lots and lots of talents, can do anything. But if they can't do anything if they don't focus. So focus is really important. Whereas on the other hand, the 24th, the 2-4 influence gives this person the ability to be very intuitive and also conservative at the same time. So maybe doesn't understand what the 3 is all about, but the 24th is very harmony-oriented, very responsibility-oriented. Maybe the 3 likes to just kind of like fly by the seat of their pants.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Line 3, go ahead.
Hello, Hanji. 4.
Mm-hmm.
10, 11, and 15.
My God, I can't do that many. Yeah, I mean,
let's do 2. We'll do 4 and 10.
Yeah.
Do 4 and 10. Okay.
Okay, yeah. The 4 is going to be, that's again a true 4. And so that person is going to be very organized. Very fond of home and family. They like, you know, things to be stable. And they want to know where everything is, they are very organized. Now, if they're not being organized, that means they're being disorganized. So that's the flip side of organization. The one born on the 10th is going to be very independent, and they can just kind of, when they land on their feet because they're so sure of themselves. So every number has positive qualities and negatives. So If the four is being disorganized, they have the ability to be organized. And if the one is being not independent enough, definitely has the ability to be independent.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break because we didn't take the 2:30 break.
Yes.
Because of Minister Kenny.
Yes.
So let's take a short break and break for news. And when we come back, we'll come back to line number 4. So line number 4, please stay with us. And Ms. Sitara, please stay with us.
Okay.
We'll be back after about 4-5 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Good.
Thank you so much. You're listening to RJ 1200 and Radio Rim Jim. Sunita Sitara is with us, and she's a feng shui master. If you need to talk to her, 604-280-1200 or 604-299-8863 is our telephone number. RJ 1200 or Radio Rim Jim Sunriya, Gapshap ka program hai. Sunita Sitara is with us. Sunita, very quickly would like to give your website address if people wanted to find out more about numerology, feng shui, Bhagwa map.
Yes, it's sunitasitara.com. So it's sunitasitara.com. It's really simple. For feng shui, the Bhagwa map is on there. If they have questions about that, they can definitely send me an email.
So sunitasitara.com.
Yes.
And later on, this program will be on your website as well?
Yes. What I usually do is once you put it on your website, then I extract it from there and I put it on my website. And in fact, if people want to listen to past shows or the shows that I do here in Oklahoma on KISS FM, those are also uploaded, and as well as my television appearances are also uploaded onto my website. And if anybody wants to read my newsletters, there's lots of great tips on the newsletters. They can go through the newsletters. And people can also read my blog, because this summer, you know, I traveled across Canada from Newfoundland all the way to BC. So that travel log is on there also.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you for waiting, line 4. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm giving my mom and myself. So
okay.
My mom's October 4th and I'm November 21st.
Okay, great. So your mom, since she's born on the 4th, she's again a true 4. And what happens is fours really love to have structure, and they want to know exactly where everything is. They are very fond of home and family, earthy people. They are very earth-oriented, and they kind of sometimes have a hard time remembering to go out there and play, whereas you, born on the 21st, you are extremely creative. You really don't want to wash the dishes. You'd rather do them later. You want to go outside and enjoy life, and you like to fly by the seat of your pants also, but you're a very individual 3 because you have the 1 in there, but at the same time, you're a very creative person and intuitive. So the best way the 3 and the 4 can get along with each other is for the 4 to remember that you need freedom and for you to remember that the 4 needs stability and organization.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Line 2, go ahead.
September 5th and December 23rd.
5 and 23.
That's very interesting because both of them are fives. And, you know, this is where we really get to see the difference between the two different kinds of fives, Sushma.
Uh-huh.
Because the fifth is a true five.
Right.
And so wants, you know, desires lots of different experiences and is very adventuresome and wants to have freedom. Whereas the 23rd, because there's the 2 and the 3 combination, is more sensitive than a 5, than a true 5. And this, the person born on the 23rd will be very warm and affectionate in nature and sensitive and tactful, but still likes to have adventure and, you know, freedom. So that's very interesting. I love it when you get people, you know, like Sudhir and I, and I'm a 12 and he's a 30. Even though we are threes, both of us, we have different kinds of threeness in us.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. Line 3, go ahead.
Hello.
Line 3, yes.
February 11th, April 2nd, father and son.
Okay, 11 and?
April 2nd.
2nd and 11, again, the same thing.
It is the same thing because the only difference is that the 2 is not a master number, but the 11, the 11 is. So being born on the 2nd, that's again a 2-2. This person born on the 2nd is very diplomatic and intuitive, very sensitive, but is very naturally joyous and charming person. The one born on the 11th carries a heavier burden because it's just a master number. And what again, it's kind of like they're very intelligent, high intuition. They kind of also are very dream-oriented. So here we have the same thing, both of them being twos, but two being, you know, sensitive and caring in different manners. The 11th is, you know, they can see the situation from, they almost have an above-ground kind of a view of every situation because it's an 11, but they're very intuitive. Both people are very intuitive. All right.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Line 4, go ahead. Hi there, line 4.
हेलो नमस्कार जी
नमस्ते जी
मैंने अपना और बेटा बिटिया का पूछ सकते हैं
बेटे गो अहेड
ओके 27 सितंबर 1952
नो जस्ट द डेट प्लीज 27 एंड
22
एंड 24
नो जस्ट 4
ओके
ओके सो द पर्सन बोर्न ऑन द 27th दैट्स अ कॉम्बिनेशन that gives, this person is very intuitive and very creative, but drama kind of follows them around because it ends up being a 9. The person born on the 22nd, that's a master number, so it's a combination of 4. They do like to be able to have cultivated responsibility. They would be organized, very organized, and they might have a tough time. If they're not organized, they don't like it. The person born on the 4, again, is a true 4, so that person does like to have everything organized. So if the 22 and the 4 are not getting organized, they need to pay attention to that. But the 27 probably just doesn't understand the 22 and the 4. That would be my guess.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. We've only got 3 minutes left, and we've got line 6. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, line 6, yes.
Oh, hi. No.
Can you please...
25th and 5.
25th and 5.
Okay. So the person born on the 25th, they have the ability to be, you know, very intuitive and very caring. And also, because they're born on the 25th, they are a 7. And so they do like to have quiet time by themselves. But they do enjoy, they're very high in empathy and intuition. And they would be a good person who would be an excellent writer. And they do like to have change. And the person born on the 5th, again, being a true 5, is really wants to have lots and lots of freedom and very adventuresome. Doesn't like to be tied down. So in a way, both of them have quite a few things in common. But the person born on the 25th might need to have solitude, whereas the 5 is always out doing things.
Thank you, caller. Last call of the day. Last call of the day, line 7. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. October 20th and December 20th.
Oh, that's very interesting. Wow. So I wonder, I would like to be in your house for a day or so. So this is interesting because both of you are very intuitive. You are both very honest and very loyal. You should really guard against worrying too much, and you should guard against being overly sensitive. Both of you have very active imagination. Now, the only difference that I would see is that it's kind of like the expression that you have, your name's expression, and your full life path is what would change you, but your influence is the same, so that's a very interesting thing. You are both very... very sensitive, but be careful not to be overly sensitive with each other because you might get to the point where you think you're hurting each other's feelings.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Take care. Whew. With that, we come to the end of our show. Go ahead and drink some water, Sunita.
I'm going to. That was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.